This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've all heard of Ned Kelly, but what about the bushranger who wrote love letters from his death cell to another man? Well, a new show called Moonlight is bringing one of Australia's most extraordinary true stories to the stage, and it's premiering right here in Melbourne for Australia this Saturday. Can you believe it? Miranda Hall is the Artistic Director of Homophonic, and Steve Hodgson is the Artistic Director of the Consort of Melbourne. Welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Warren. It's always a joy.
We love having you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, tell us, who was Captain Moonlight? So for those who don't know the story, tell us about Captain Moonlight.
Well, Captain Moonlight was Andrew George Scott, who was a really interesting fellow. He had an educated background. He was not, the dregs of society. He was educated.
He was an engineer.
He was an engineer. Ah. He thought he might go into the priesthood. So at some stage, he took up a life of crime and became a bushranger. But you know, he was well read. He could read for a start, mm-hmm. but he was well read. He was educated, and so this incredible story unfolds of this guy who finds himself in, you know, Gold Rush era Victoria, as a bushranger and getting caught up for his crimes.
Did he choose to be a bushranger? Did he say, you know what? And I can identify with this engineering. You can say, oh my God, so boring, having studied engineering. But did he choose then to say, you know what? I don't want this career anymore. I want to be a bushranger. Or did circumstances sort of push him into that realm?
I'd say it was the latter.
Okay.
And because, you know, as an engineer, he had a really interesting life. He's an Irishman and he was in London and he was in San Francisco and he had a quite amazing life before arriving in Australia. But then, yeah, circumstances sort of worked against him and he ended up in petty crime to stay afloat. And there is, it's in something in some of his writings are kind of along the way, because after a jailbreak, he then became a did lecture tours for prison reform and leaving notes for the prison wardens on how to improve their cells. Like, he's a really fascinating man, but it is something where he sort of says, and I cannot quote it because I can't remember the exact words. It was like, well, they all say we're bushrangers, so we may as well be them. And they kind of go up, and the story that you hear within the oratorio of Moonlight is sort of this trip, very ill-fated trip up. They were up through kind of, well, Wantabadgery is where in New South Wales is where the main action happens. They hold up a homestead, and it all goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh,
yeah, no,
but
correct.
Prior to that, there was this sense of, you know, he'd been in jail, he'd gotten out, and couldn't fall back into regular employ, as was very difficult. Well, nowadays, but certainly back then, and so he ended up persisting in a life of crime, but then really took it on. He's quite an interesting character. You know,
he did it. Really, so he
called himself Captain Moonlight and got himself a cape. And he really lent into this character of Moonlight.
That sounds like he's quite creative.
Apparently, they did used to pretend to be the Kelly gang to get accommodation and food every so often. They're like, oh yeah, that's us, the Kellys. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is it though that he's not as well known as Ned Kelly? What do you reckon that is? Is there anything about his sexuality coming in there?
I was going to say because he didn't have the helmet, but I don't
know. Oh, the helmet.
Yeah, and it wasn't a train. There's probably something about the iconic costume. But look, I don't know how much space we have for many, many bushranger characters in our narrative. And so I think he's just been sidelined. But of course, really unique as a queer character in Victoria's Gold Rush history.
It's interesting because I wasn't taught about him at school, but I want to know. So I'm going to go along and see the show on Saturday, but there's only a few seats left. But do not fear.
Do not fear.
Because why?
Because this is a story about regional Victoria and we are taking this show to regional Victoria. So it is a major musical work, but we are taking it to Shepparton on the 23rd of August as part of the Shepparton Festival, Ballarat on the 31st of August, supported by Ballarat Pride, and then in Port Fairy at the Port Fairy Spring Music Festival on the 11th of October. But we're very excited to be taking this work and this story of Moonlight actually back to the Goldfields, back to where a lot of this actually happened.
That's fascinating. Now, Stephen, it's based on historical records, letters, etc. What was it like going through all of that information?
Oh, it's really interesting. And it's based on these death cell writings. So letters written to his mother, Moonlight's mother. Letters written, I think, to his lover, James Nesbitt's mother. Mm. But drawn from these texts is a little bit of poetic license. And the lyricist, it was written by this amazing songwriting team, Wally Gunn and Maria Zaikovsky. And the lyricist has really created a little bit more of a fantasy world in the text. And so drawing from these death cell letters to something that's really beautiful poetry, bringing in the landscape and bringing in this love, but just pushing the story a little bit.
Bringing all of these emotions together on stage from the letters, and I believe a lot of the letters were written before he died.
Just before
he died. How challenging was that?
I'm not performing in this one. I'm directing this one, and I am a little bit, I think, I'm sad to not be performing, but as a musician, you always want to be on stage. But I will say, being in the rehearsal room and hearing it, I've been moved to almost tears multiple times just throughout the rehearsal process, because the intensity of the storytelling, but just also these two very complicated and very real men. Like, what this work doesn't do is kind of rainbow washes the past and goes, well, they're gay, therefore they were excellent humans. Like,
they were still,
you know, they were
they were still bush rangers.
They were still bush rangers. And so engaging with that in a musical sense has been really powerful. And what Wally, the composer's done, is it's got the six voices of the Consort of Melbourne, who are, of course, heavenly. But you also have four percussionists as the orchestra.
Oh.
So instead of having a piano or a band or like an orchestra in the pit like you might have at the opera, it's this kind of wheel of percussion, these four, and they're playing an instrument that a bass drum in the middle. They're all kind of sharing instruments. It's this incredibly tactile experience, and you can bring in almost Foley elements of what you can hear as people walking and hearing the birds, and it really transports you to that stark landscape, particularly if you're in a space where you don't have shelter, you don't have, you know, you don't know where you're going to sleep that night, and you don't know if you're going to get caught that night. I think the percussion really brings in that visceral uncomfortableness of that reality.
But Wally, who is an incredible composer, an award-winning composer, and spends his time half of his time in a little cabin in New South Wales, and then the other half of his time in New York. He has a background in pop music, and whenever Wally writes something, no matter how intellectual it is,
It's always got a groove.
And so this is some of the coolest music we have ever performed and ever interacted with.
We're chatting with Miranda Hill and Steve Hodgson about Moonlight, which is a brand new production premiering in Australia this weekend in Melbourne at Fitzroy Town Hall, but it's going all over regional Victoria, Shepparton, Ballarat, Port Fairy as well. What do you think it is about bushrangers? Because you look at, I mean, Ned Kelly was a criminal and was hung accordingly, yet we have a fascination. And there's almost this cognitive dissonance, isn't there? Because someone's trying to survive, as in like Moonlight, but at the same time they're criminals. What is it about our culture, do you think, that fascinates us?
I think we have this picture of ourselves as rule breakers and as people who survive against all odds. Mm. As true as that may or may not be, but as Australians, I think we do have this idea that we're the wily underdogs and that we'll make it no matter what. And I think that kind of character really plays into that for us. And I think we have this sense of almost hero worship of these characters who did not play by the rules, as we like to imagine ourselves.
Now, Steve, you mentioned before off air, I think, how many years have you been preparing for this show?
Was it- Well, we first, we were speaking to Wally back in 2019 in the before times.
Oh, my goodness, the before. Yes.
The before times.
The BC.
And Wally and I were having these conversations about trying to get Moonlight up and running. At that time, he'd just written the work, and it had just won one of Australia's premier composition prizes, the Albert Maggs Composition Prize. So it's a big deal, but this is the Australian premiere coming up this Saturday, 6 years after it won Australia's one of Australia's biggest composition prizes. So 6 years is the answer.
How are you all feeling?
Whew. So exciting.
So excited.
So excited. It's a huge project. It's bringing together a lot of musicians. It's bringing together a lot of elements. Mm. So there's a lot of complexity in the project, but we are besides ourselves. I can't believe that we're almost there.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a long journey, but it's, I mean, not as long as the, you know, how far they walked, which you will hear about if you come to the show at the Fitzroy Town Hall on Saturday.
Or if we don't go to the Fitzroy Town Hall and we travel out and support regional Victoria,
yes,
in Shepparton, Ballarat or Port Ferry, where do we go if we want to get some more info and we want to get some tickets?
You can find everything on the Homophonic website. So homophonic, homophonic.com.au/moonlight. And that's Moonlight spelt with an L-I-T-E. It's a very poetic spelling of his own name, Moonlight.
Yes. So all of the information is there. All of the shows are there on sale. There's a whole bunch of background information and a bit of a description of how the music captures this incredible story in quite an abstract way, but in a really incredibly beautiful and compelling way.
Miranda Hill and Steve Hodgson, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.